Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sri Shuku Vacha Atta Sarva Guno Pita Kalak Paramasho Banaha Yarni Vajanayad Marksham Yajanap Jan Marksham Shantarksha Grahatarakam Dishak Prasedur Gaganam Nilam Nirmalo Dugano Dayam Mahi Mangalabu Yishta Pura Grama Vrajakara Nadyak Prasanna Salila Radha Jalaruha Shriyaha Dvijali Kula Sannada Stavaka Vanarajayaha Vaval Vayuk Sukasparshak Punya Gandavahak Shutihi Agnayascha Dvijatinam Shantastatra Samindata Manamsiasan Prasannani Sadhunam Asura Druham Jayamane Janetasmin Nedur Dundabayak Samam. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Thereafter, at the auspicious time for the appearance of the Lord, the entire universe was surcharged with all the qualities of goodness, beauty, and peace. The constellation Rohini appeared, as did stars like Ashwini. The sun, the moon, and the other stars and planets were very peaceful. All directions appeared extremely pleasing, and the beautiful stars twinkled in the cloudless sky. Decorated with towns, villages, mines, and pasturing grounds, the earth seemed all auspicious. The rivers flowed with clear water, and the lakes and vast reservoirs, full of lilies and lotuses, were extraordinarily beautiful. In the trees and green plants, full of flowers and leaves, pleasing to the eyes, birds like cuckoos and swarms of bees began chanting with sweet voices for the sake of the demigods. A pure breeze began to blow, pleasing the sense of touch and bearing the aroma of flowers. And when the brahmanas engaged in ritualistic ceremonies ignited their fires according to Vedic principles, the fires burned steadily, undisturbed by the breeze. Thus, when the birthless Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was about to appear, the saints and brahmins who had always been disturbed by demons like Kamsa and his men felt peace within the core of their hearts, and kettle drums simultaneously vibrated from the upper planetary system. Purport. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that His appearance, birth, and activities are all transcendental, and that one who factually understands them is immediately eligible to be transferred to the spiritual world. The Lord's appearance or birth is not like that of an ordinary man who is forced to accept a material body according to his past deeds. The Lord's appearance is explained in the previous chapter. He appears out of his own sweet pleasure. When the time was mature for the appearance of the Lord, the constellations became very auspicious. The astrological influence of the constellation known as Rohini was also predominant because this constellation is considered very auspicious. Rohini is under the direct supervision of Brahma, who is born of Vishnu, and it appears at the birth of Lord Vishnu, who is in fact birthless. According to the astrological conclusion, besides the proper situation of the stars, there are auspicious and inauspicious moments due to the different situations of the different planetary systems. At the time of Krishna's birth, the planetary systems were automatically adjusted so that everything became auspicious. At that time, in all directions, east, west, south, north, everywhere, there was an atmosphere of peace and prosperity. Auspicious stars were visible in the sky, and on the surface in all towns and villages or pasturing grounds, and within the mind of everyone, there were signs of good fortune. The rivers were flowing full of water, and the lakes were beautifully decorated with lotus flowers. The forests were full with beautiful birds and peacocks. All the birds within the forests began to sing with sweet voices, and the peacocks began to dance with their consorts. The wind blew very pleasantly, carrying the aroma of different flowers, and the sensation of bodily touch was very pleasing. At home, the brahmanas, who were accustomed to offer sacrifices in the fire, found their homes very pleasant for offerings because of disturbances created by the demoniac kings. The sacrificial fire had been almost stopped in the house of brahmanas, but now they could find the opportunity to start the fire peacefully. Being forbidden to offer sacrifices, the brahmins were very distressed in mind, intelligence, and activities. But just on the point of Krishna's appearance, automatically their minds became full of joy because they could hear loud vibrations in the sky of transcendental sounds proclaiming the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. On the occasion of Lord Krishna's birth, seasonal changes took place throughout the entire universe. Krishna was born during the month of September, yet it appeared like springtime. The atmosphere, however, was very cool, although not chilly, and the rivers and reservoirs appeared just as they would in Sharat, the fall. Lotuses and lilies blossom during the day, but although Krishna appeared at 12 o'clock midnight, the lilies and lotuses were in bloom, and thus the wind blowing at that time was full of fragrance. Because of Kamsa's disturbances, the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies had almost stopped. The Brahmins and saintly persons could not execute the Vedic rituals with peaceful minds. But now the Brahmins were very pleased to perform their daily ritualistic ceremonies undisturbed. The business of the Asuras is to disturb the Suras, the devotees and Brahmanas. But at the time of Krishna's appearance, these devotees and brahmanas were undisturbed. All auspicious signs at the time of Krishna's appearance, the whole atmosphere, everything in the environment became very pleasant, full of bliss. This is actually the natural and constant condition of Vaikuntha, the spiritual world. Such auspiciousness and pleasure and ecstasy are always present in the environment. There's never any disturbance, never any disruption. But Krishna is now appearing into the material world, coming into the material world, where just the opposite is the normal situation. Disturbance, distress, inauspiciousness. When the materialistic living entities are trying to enjoy, their enjoyment is inauspicious. And they create inauspicious, painful, miserable reactions for themselves. But when the Lord appears, His presence counteracts all inauspiciousness. Even the demoniac, even those very powerful demons who are able to defeat the demigods who control the universe. Some demons, like Hiranyakashipu, Ravana, were able to even defeat the great demigods. Even Bali Maharaj defeated Indra and took over his kingdom. But even those most powerful demons are counteracted. Their demoniac influence is counteracted by the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He very easily destroys these demons. Vinashaya cha duskritam. Easily. It's not even his major business. He accomplishes it without any special endeavor. He doesn't take much of his time. Just like we have certain bodily functions we have to perform. Some of them are not so pleasant. Take, for example, blinking your eye. We don't give a thought to it, but it's a required function. The eyes cannot stay clean unless they blink. And tears are exuded from the tear glands to wash the eyes. But we don't give a thought about it. It's not a great endeavor in our life. We don't have to study in school how to blink your eyes. We don't have to even be conscious of it. It just happens. We just do it. So Krishna's disposing of the demons is like that. It's no more effort than blinking his eyes. He doesn't even give a thought to it. Just an easy thing he does on the side. Just by his birth and his presence. This is the transcendental potency of Krishna's appearance in this world. Just by his appearing, all auspiciousness appears and all inauspiciousness is destroyed, dissolved. This is the great mystery of Krishna's birth. Janma karma cha me divyam evam yoveti tatvataha. Krishna has various activities. Taking birth is just another activity. It's something somebody does. It's a verb. It describes an activity, take birth. You could say that it's not a normal activity, it's not a voluntary activity, it's something that happens to you rather than something you do. But that's not the case for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even his taking birth is completely intentional. It's something he does, he chooses to do. He picks what form and where and when and who will be his parents. We don't get to pick, but he picks, he chooses. So it's totally intentional. Like any other activity, the Krishna decides, let me go visit Mithila. By his free choice, his sweet will, he decides to go to this place. And by his sweet will, he decides to take his birth. So it's another activity, like his visiting his devotees in different cities, his taking birth. It's just on a bigger scale, coming to visit his devotees in a certain universe, on a certain planet, at a certain time in history. Just like making any other visit. That's just an activity. Why is it listed separately? Janma, karma, cha. My birth and my activities. Because it's a very special activity. Everything is accomplished just by his taking birth. The world becomes Vaikuntha. The goddess of fortune enters his abode. Gokula, goddess of fortune, was present because Krishna was present. She took birth in the form of Yogamaya, her expansion, immediately after Krishna. Vasudeva and Devaki offer their prayers. Then Krishna orders, Vasudeva, take me out of here and bring me to Gokula. And immediately Vasudeva complies, picks up Krishna, and Yogamaya has taken birth. How much time is that? 1 hour, 2 hours after Krishna's birth, Yogamaya is born. So as soon as Krishna is present, all auspiciousness is present. And everything is arranged for the welfare of his devotees. The doors of Kamsa's prison spring open on their own. The guards fall asleep. The Yamuna gives passage in the great storm. Everything is arranged by Yogamaya. Not just for Vasudeva, but for all the devotees. That's why we're celebrating as the most auspicious holiday. It's the only day in the year, the only holiday in which we're asked to fast until midnight. And Prabhupada made a point of it. It's many Vaishnavas try to fast completely on Ekadashi, but Prabhupada never pushed it for us. He never told us to do that, to fast completely on Ekadashi. But he did tell fast completely up to midnight on Janmashtami, and we're feeling the effects of it. It's not easy to do for most. And then, you know, we won't get fed at midnight either. We have to wait a little while after that. Because it's such an important occasion. The most important holiday. The appearance of Krishna. We should have been observing it today for Krishna's pleasure, not for our own. We have so much business to do, and we can make excuses that we're doing it for Krishna's service, all the things we do. Some of them we're really doing for ourselves or mixed motives. But on this day, on the day of Krishna's appearance, everything should be just for his pleasure. We're not fasting for our own pleasure. We're not reading so many chapters of the Krishna book just for our own pleasure. It's for Krishna's pleasure. That is actual devotional service. To do everything for Krishna's pleasure. And especially on this occasion, everything should be geared like that. We cook for Krishna's pleasure, we honor his prasadam when the time comes for his pleasure. Krishna chose to appear in Vraja because that is the constant attitude of all the inhabitants in that place. The Vrijabasis are only interested in Krishna's pleasure. And therefore, Krishna was very pleased to take his birth to associate with the Vrijabasis. Okay, he was born across the river in Mathura, but he moved immediately to Gokula to be with Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda, and all the other cowherds. So I don't know if the RT will be on time. Hopefully at 12. That's in about 18 minutes. Krishna, his fame is undying. 5,000 years is quite a bit of time in the, according to normal history. What people did 5,000 years ago, we don't remember. You study history in school, they can trace it back almost 5,000 years to the beginning of Egyptian culture and Mesopotamian culture and Chinese culture. It goes back about, just barely, almost 5,000 years. But that's it. And you don't know much about any individuals from then. You have some names of great kings and maybe a few other names. But we don't know who these people were. We don't know much about them. But here's Krishna, who also lived 5,000 years ago, before all these kings of Egypt and Mesopotamia. And we know so much about him. Sukadev Goswami has given us so much about Krishna and his pastimes. Srila Prabhupada has talked so much about Krishna. Thousands of hours of recordings of Prabhupada speaking about Krishna. So Krishna is the most famous person. The only other person who competes with him for fame, for popularity, is Krishna himself in his other form of Lord Ramachandra. The two of them are the most popular forms of God, Krishna and Ram. And anyway, we don't have to argue who's better than whom. It's the same person anyway. But Krishna is actually the most popular, the most famous. Punyasho Murade, the all-auspicious fame of Krishna, the killer of the Mura demon. Krishna did kill the Mura demon, the friend of Bomasura. Narakasura, rather. Same thing. Bomasura and Narakasura is the same person. And Mura was his commander-in-chief of his army. And Krishna killed him. So he's Murari. And his fame is all auspicious. Krishna has made his appearance tonight. He's making his appearance in a few minutes. And Janma Karma Cha, and what he does while on this planet, and what he is doing eternally, his pastimes and his prowess and his valorous deeds and his mercy to his devotees and his love for his parents and his friends and his consorts. The fame of all of this is more solid and more potent than the fame of any other person who ever was present in this world. So we should not feel insecure that we're giving all our attention to Krishna. Nobody else deserves as much attention, as much devotion. And we will get the best results by giving everything to Krishna, especially our attention, our intelligence, mind, our words, our thoughts, our heart, are best used giving them simply to Krishna. So maybe we can start kirtan in anticipation of the arti. Okay, thank you. Shri Krishna Janmashtami Maha Mahotsav Ki Jai.